spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 in the morning, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a big difference right here in our own backyard and our communities. Our next guest does just that. His company is really big in the real estate game, investing, changing lives for people, actually kind of becoming a little bit of a landlord. Let's introduce you once again to Bruce Willett. He has been on the program before, the founder of Baker's Son, a real estate investment firm. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Good. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's been a while, but you guys have been busy, so you didn't have time to come back in. But no, I'm just kidding. We just like to space it out a little bit. Let's go back in time, because I love the name Baker's Son. Right? And people go, oh, wait, is that your real last name? And you, no, that's not what it is. Explain exactly what Bakerson means.
Yeah, I've been called Mr. Bakerson, Bruce Bakerson. Well, when I founded the business, we were trying to figure out a name, and my business partner at the time, good friend, still a very good friend of mine, Jack Martin, and I were debating on what should we have for a name. And both of our fathers were bakers. His father actually worked for my grandfather in the Willett Bakery in Minneapolis. So we named it Bakerson. We're sons of bakers. Since then, we've branched off and went different ways, and I'm sole owner of Baker's Son and still a son of a baker.
Yes, you are. And let's with the kind of the mindset of being a baker, early hours, hard work, right, and delivering a great product, correct?
That's right. Absolutely.
Would you say you've tied that into what you do now in real estate?
Well, I still get up very early, and we're in the business of raising dough, so I guess we could throw that out there.
There
cheesy.
You go. I like it. All right, so let's explain the actual Baker's Son and the properties. And you guys go into some areas. You've told me stories. We've had lunch before, and, like, I mean, some of the stories you tell me, I'm just like, wow, you're brave. You know, you go into some bad parts of town, but you do some renovation, and you make great living for people that maybe can't afford to go, you know, live in a nice penthouse condo or something like that. You bring a nice living, you know, arrangement for a lot of families out there. That's a big part of what you do.
Yeah, we have a saying that if there's something that's really rough, if it's boarded up and it's trashed, and you drive by and you think, boy, I can't imagine anybody living here, we call that a Bakerson special. So those are the ones that we target. Now, there's not a lot of those in the marketplace right now with the way the market's been really strong in real estate. There's very few hot deals like that left anymore. But the people still want the same thing, and that's to live in dignity. So our focus is on a permanent resident, the permanent renter, one who may never own a home but would like to live in one.
Sure.
To treat every one of them with the dignity they deserve.
I agree. And, you know, you have mentioned, too, like some of these areas, maybe some drug activity, gang activity. And when you guys would come in, though, it was almost like there was a mutual respect. The gang members understood what you were doing, right? You're cleaning up the area, and they didn't mess with you guys. I'm talking about the one that was off like Thomas, right?
Yeah, well, we've had a few issues, even in Tucson, where we're very active right now, where we've had gang members living on the property. And I adopted a feeling or saying that a friend of mine from Dallas said, if you clean up the trash, the rats will leave. So the people that are problematic in a community, if they see things becoming different and clean and safe, they do back away and they kind of go on. They don't want to create a lot of press for themselves. They want to be kind of under the radar.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's talk about some of, you know, people like stuff like this, and they look for opportunities to invest. And that's really kind of what you guys are. So explain the investment side of things with Bakerson.
We syndicate our properties, so all of our projects are syndicated in a sole purpose LLC, and we raise capital through our friends and family, and now branching out to a broader spectrum, done C round, which is we can do public solicitation for funds, and we are reaching out to a broader group of investors and people that like to see things make a difference and realize there might be 12 to 18 months before they see their first return on the property. So there's a lot of patient capital in that as well.
You kind of gave me a list of what, you know, an investor should be. You know, no ego, you know, no greed. Like you were just saying, you might have to wait a little bit for that first payment to come. But you kind of have a list that you check off to make, so you don't just take anyone's money. You like to know who you're working with, correct?
Correct, yeah. We have a thing, borrowed this from friend Steck out of Las Vegas, but he, and I modified it to make it ours. It's requirements to be a Bakerson. So you should have an interest in real estate, cannot have uncontrolled greed, cannot have uncontrolled ego, must be implicitly trustworthy, must be competent in what you do. So trust fund babies and things like that are difficult because they bring a stigma to the to the asset that could be a problem.
Yep.
Must care about people. That's very important. And the last one is we have to like you. If we don't get along, we don't like you, let's just not do business together. That's okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Bruce Ouellette is our guest today. He is the founder of Baker's Son Real Estate, doing a lot of great things. You mentioned Tucson. I know you have a property, I think, that you're raising capital for right now. Tell me why Tucson, because you have a few that I looked on your website that are down in Tucson, right?
Yeah, about 3 years ago, our business model was very difficult to find assets that performed like we needed in Phoenix. Looking back, they would have, because the markets continue to go up. But the margins were too tight, and we had a difficult time finding the margins. So we branched out into Tucson 3 years ago, picked up 9 assets, picked up our 10th asset down there right now, and just find that they were a little bit behind our timing of the market turn. So there was opportunity for us to go down there. But now it's the same down there as up here. It's very difficult to find good opportunities there, and we have to dig pretty deep. But we're still finding one here or there.
What is the hold time usually for one of your properties?
Well, historically, it's been about 18 to 24 months on the multifamily, and we're moving now towards a buy and hold. And I'd like to go to a 10-year cycle, 10-year hold. And the investors say, well, 10 years is too long. We don't know where we're going to be in 10 years. Can we do 3 or 3 to 5? And we can do that. My response is we don't know where it's going to be in 3 to 5 years either.
Right.
So 10 years just gives you more flexibility that if you have it 10 years, maybe in 3 years you could let it go or sell it if the market's right. So currently, but most of them have been under 36 months.
What is the like when you talk about your team, I know your son's part of what you do and you have other team members. You know, when you pinpoint a property, what's the first thing that you have to go in and do to kind of get it to where you need it to be? I mean, is it complete renovation, half renovation? How do you do that?
Depends on the asset. The one, the biggest project we had in Tucson was 74 units, was half full, 50% vacant. And we brought it down to 75% vacant before we turned the units and repositioned it. And then the one we're looking at now is 90% full, and we'll probably keep it at that as we're turning the units. So it all depends, but we're not afraid of the heavy lifting. We're not afraid of vacating them and bringing them down to the studs and rebuilding the units either.
We're visiting with Bruce Ouellette. He is the owner of Baker's Son, as he joins us here on the Business Leaders Spotlight. When we talk about investing, I think this is a good question to ask, and hopefully you have a good answer. People say, yeah, you know, I love this. Hey, I have a self-directed IRA. Can I throw that your way, or is there certain dollars that you can't bring in?
No, self-directed IRAs are great for syndications, and they can be done. It's through an intermediary that manages that, so the money doesn't come directly from them to us. It typically goes through a third party.
Right, which is good. And a lot of people who like to do their own self-directed like to do real estate, right? I hear it all the time.
Yes, and it works. It matches. It works. It fits for them because they cannot be hands-on a self-directed IRA. You can't be managing the project yourself, so it fits.
Let me ask, what's next? I mean, you're doing Tucson. You've got the properties up here. Is there another part of town or city in the state? Is it out of state someday? What do you think is next for you guys?
We are looking to expand other areas of the Southwest, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Texas, New Mexico. And we actually have a partner that we formed a partnership with, a group out of Houston, and we have one property that is in the LOI stage, and we've got moving towards a purchase contract here probably this week. And this will be our first venture outside of Arizona into Houston area.
If you are a possible investor, as you hear this with Bruce telling you about what they do, and they've done a great job for years here in town, there's a way that you can kind of get on an investor email list, right? Stay abreast of what you guys have going on, maybe get some inside scoop when it's time to do something. Why don't you tell everyone the best way to get in touch with you at Baker's Son?
Go to Baker's Son.com, Baker's Son, Baker's Son.com. And there's information there. You can fill out a form and get on our mailing list.
It is always great to see you, my friend. I love what you do. I think you're making a difference here in the community. That's really cool. You help a lot of people. Like you said, they may never be a homeowner, but they can be a home renter, and they can have a family and do what they want to do and not feel left out, if you will.
Yeah, a place they can call home and live in where it's safe, functional, durable, and clean.
Very cool. Good to see you, man.
All right, well, thanks for having me again.
Thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on Baker's Son. That's Bruce Ouellette. He is our Business Leader Spotlight for Monday.